Hi, guys, and welcome back to Open Language. This is Connor.
And this is Lisa.
And, well, we know you guys like to listen to music. So today we have a lesson that may, well, make you get up and dance.
We are talking about dance moves and dance terminology. Mm-hmm. So in our dialogue today, which is called Shall We Dance? Ginger and Fred are talking about dance classes.
Right, yeah. So we'll learn some different types of dance and the way these dances move. So let's take a listen to the dialogue.
Sounds good. Hey, do you want to learn ballroom dance with me? I just joined a weekly class.
Really? That sounds interesting. But I basically have two left feet, so I wouldn't be a good lead.
Don't worry. The instructor is especially great with clumsy newbies. Have you ever danced before?
Well, we had a few dance classes in high school where we learned some rhythmic dances like hip-hop, jazz, and square dancing.
Oh, is that like public square dancing in China? My mom does that.
Actually, that's more like line dancing, except we listen to country music.
Oh, I see. My mom's an avid dancer, so she taught me how to follow a beat and got me interested in these lessons.
Well, honestly, I might be interested in contemporary dance lessons because it's more fluid and emotive.
And doesn't need a partner?
Exactly. I'd prefer the freedom and individual dancing.
I'll ask around and see if there are any good classes.
Thanks.
Okay, so we just heard that dialogue. It sounds like Ginger is learning a new kind of dance. What is that?
It's ballroom dance.
Yeah, so ballroom. Is it a room full of balls?
No, actually, it's kind of a traditional style of dance, and mm-hmm. It's frequently seen in competitions.
Yeah, competitions. So ballroom is a big word that includes many dances, so that could be tango, right?
Or it could be waltz.
Waltz, yeah. Waltz, or even, I think, salsa is a kind of ballroom dance.
Yeah. Generally speaking, though, all of these dances have two people, so they have two people dancing together.
Mm-hmm, partners, yeah. So, yeah, you can see ballroom dancing competitions. They wear really tight, the man wears really tight clothes and is very, his body is very, stiff, but also moves very elegantly, right?
Exactly. And mm-hmm. for the women, too, you usually have these really expensive, nice long dresses with really low backs.
Mm-hmm. And they never look at each other.
No.
Yeah. So it's a very formal kind of dancing, kind of traditional, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So Ginger invites Fred to learn ballroom dancing with her. What does he think about that?
Well, he basically says that it sounds interesting, but that he has two left feet, so that he doesn't think he would be a good lead.
Yeah, so let's start with two left feet. So I don't think he actually has two left feet, right?
No, that would be a very kind of strange thing to have.
Right, so this is a cool expression. If you are not a very coordinated dancer, if you just can't dance, you can say this about yourself.
Yeah, so it kind of means that you don't move very well, right? Mm-hmm, because if you have two left feet, then, you'd probably move like a duck.
If you really have two left feet, it would be difficult to dance. What about lead? So lead is usually a verb, right?
It is, but here we're using it as a noun. Mm-hmm. And the lead is basically the person who takes control of the dance.
Mm-hmm, yeah, so this is important when it's a couple's dance. So a man and a woman dancing together. One person, usually the man... Actually, always the man is the lead. They kind of pull and guide the woman. That's the traditional way.
Yeah, because if you were both trying to lead, then, it might be a pretty messy dance.
Mm-hmm. We also use this expression a lot, if you're doing a project at work, you could say, I'll take the lead.
Exactly. So we can use it for situations like this, maybe at work or at school or for dancing as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Ginger says, don't worry about that. The instructor is especially great with clumsy newbies.
So the instructor is kind of a dance teacher. Mm-hmm. You could say dance teacher as well, but I think instructor is more common.
Right. Yeah. The difference between teacher and instructor. Instructor is more of a specific type of specifically dance, but a teacher can teach lots of things, right?
Exactly. And instructors often teach skills.
Skills, yes, thank you. Good. Now, what about clumsy?
clumsy. Clumsy is very similar to two left feet, and it kind of means that you don't move very smoothly.
Mm-hmm, right, you're awkward. Now, two left feet is only for dance, but clumsy is for anything. Like, I know, well, I heard that Adam sometimes drops his phone, so you could say Adam is clumsy with his phone.
Ooh, I didn't know that about him.
Well, he shared that with me, and it happens. But
for sure.
Yeah, he has a case, so it's okay.
Yeah.
I think.
Let's hope. But yeah, when you're clumsy, you basically drop things. You also kind of fall over or sometimes walk into walls.
Mm-hmm, yeah, for sure. So what about newbies?
Newbies are basically new people.
New. So yeah, you can see the word new. This is a slang word. I think it's in the dictionary, I'm pretty sure it is, but it's casual. Someone who's new to doing something, right? So they're probably not very good at it.
No, not at all. Or actually, you know what? Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. If they're talented, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we could also say newbies for the new people at work.
Yeah, the newbie, yeah. And it's not really a positive meaning, but it's kind of just a fun way to say, oh, you're new here and you maybe not so good at it yet.
Exactly. And that's why Ginger is emphasizing that don't worry about it. The instructor is great with newbies. And what does Fred say in response to this?
Well, yeah, well, because Ginger asks him, have you danced before? And he says, well, yeah, I did learn some in high school, some rhythmic dances like hip hop, jazz and square dancing.
Okay, so it looks like he actually has some experience with dancing, but what are rhythmic dances?
Yeah, so rhythmic dances is, and you can see the word rhythm here in the word, is a music or dance that has a beat like this. And it repeats, right?
Exactly. And that includes dances like hip-hop, jazz, and square dancing.
Mm-hmm. So let's start with jazz. So jazz is like the really old traditional dance or music of black people, essentially African-American people, right?
Exactly. And it's kind of an umbrella term. Mm-hmm. And like dances like hip hop actually fall under jazz.
Right. Yeah. So hip hop, maybe you know this one. That's the dance style of like rap music, right? Kind of.
Exactly. Yeah. And you'll probably see it in a lot of like music videos, like with Beyonce and so on.
Yeah. That's kind of hip hop style. What about square dancing?
Ooh, square dancing. So this is a little bit older, right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of like your country style of dance.
It's similar, yeah. It's like you're dancing with couples, but you're in a group and you're in a square shape. And it's kind of an old style of dancing that it's not common. It's not popular anymore.
No, not really. But they do still do it in high schools.
Yes, you do have to learn it. Yeah. So square dancing, you can do it in high schools, but it's really not common. However, there's this other thing. It looks like the same public square dancing in China.
Yeah, so that's actually a little bit different. So public square dancing refers to that kind of exercise that a lot of elderly women do in the park, or actually middle-aged women as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's public, right? So it's all together and it's out in the open.
Right. It's in a public square. So it's dancing in a public square.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're not in a shape of a square. In fact, you're individual. There are no couples. You're just exercising, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it looks pretty good. I've seen this and looks like good exercise and kind of fun, actually. I'd like to try it.
It is. Actually, I think they should do more of it over here, too.
Yeah. So it looks like Ginger thinks that's like the public square dancing in China, but Fred says, no, that's more like line dancing.
Yeah, so line dancing, it's kind of this dance where everyone is in a line, and it's a little bit formal, I guess, in comparison to like jazz or hip-hop, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you kind of follow this pattern, right, that you repeat again, and usually you're kind of spinning around in a circle.
Exactly, or sometimes you're kind of like bowing to the person across from you.
Sure, yeah.
But one key thing about line dancing is that you're always listening to country music, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like that cowboy-style dancing, country music with a guitar and a cowboy hat. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, it can be, actually.
Yeah. So Ginger says her mother is an avid dancer. So what's avid here?
Avid kind of means that you have loved it a lot and you're quite enthusiastic about it.
Yeah, like you could say you're an avid fan of some singer.
Yeah, or maybe you're an avid reader, so maybe you read like, I don't know, 40, 50 books a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it sounds like because her mom was such an avid dancer, she taught Ginger how to follow a beat.
That's right. So following a beat, this is not something I'm very good at, actually, but it's basically when you match the beat of the song, right?
Right. So like 5, 6, 7, 8, look at me, I dance so great. Now, I didn't follow the beat very well there, but you get the idea, right?
Exactly. But we could say this another way too, right? We could say like stick to the beat.
Stick to the beat for sure, or stay on the beat.
Exactly. But you know what? Sometimes you might be a little offbeat like me.
Yeah, like offbeat. That's tough sometimes. Well, so Fred might not be interested in ballroom dance, but he may like to do some contemporary dance lessons.
So contemporary dance, well, contemporary itself means that it's kind of modern or current, right?
Mm-hmm. It's something that you do now. It's the popular dance now, right?
Right. Contemporary dance also, I guess, like has like a mixture, I guess, of a lot of other dances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and two really interesting things about contemporary dance is they're very fluid and emotive.
That's right. So fluid. If it's fluid, it's kind of smooth like water.
It's smooth like water. So that, like ballet is quite fluid, right?
Exactly. And so are a lot of the Chinese traditional dances, I would say.
Oh, yeah. And emotive?
Emotive means that it's kind of expressing emotions.
Yeah, for sure. Emotive. And I agree, like those new contemporary dances, it's like I could almost cry if I see them.
Yeah, that's true. They're very emotional or emotive.
Yeah, for sure. But one thing also about contemporary is they don't always need a partner.
No, they frequently do solo as well.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So, you know, it sounds like Fred is interested in some contemporary dance, and Ginger says, I'll ask around.
For sure. So ask around. Well, ask around just basically means that you're asking a lot of different people.
Right. So usually if you're trying to find some information that you don't know, it's like, oh, I'll ask some people that I know. These days we just, you know, usually use the internet, but
that's true.
You can still ask around and find out some information from your friends.
But asking around doesn't have to be actually verbally asking around. I could also be texting people as well.
Yeah, that's a good point. Good point. All right. Well, why don't we listen to that dialogue one more time?
Sounds good to me. Hey, do you want to learn ballroom dance with me? I just joined a weekly class.
Really? That sounds interesting. But I basically have two left feet. So, I wouldn't be a good lead.
Don't worry. The instructor is especially great with clumsy newbies. Have you ever danced before?
Well, we had a few dance classes in high school where we learned some rhythmic dances like hip-hop, jazz, and square dancing.
Oh, is that like public square dancing in China? My mom does that.
Actually, that's more like line dancing, except we listen to country music.
Oh, I see. My mom's an avid dancer, so she taught me how to follow a beat and got me interested in these lessons.
Well, honestly, I might be interested in contemporary dance lessons because it's more fluid and emotive.
And doesn't need a partner?
Exactly. I'd prefer the freedom and individual dancing.
I'll ask around and see if there are any good classes.
Thanks.
Okay, so we learned a lot of new dance genres here, types of dance, and some of the ways that they move. There's one that we didn't cover here that is important to me. It's called a tap dance, and this is one that I did actually for 6 years when I was young.
That's a really long time, actually.
Yeah, I did dance lessons for even longer, for 10 or 11 years, but I learned this tap dance. It's when you have those shoes with metal on the bottom of the shoes, so the shoes make a sound, like a tap, 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 tap sound.
Actually, I've always really liked tap, but I was just never really good at it.
Okay, so did you have, like, two left feet?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, one thing I would be interested in is line dancing. As a group, it sounds really fun.
Yeah, I actually did it in high school, and I thought it was actually a really fun activity. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, you know, a nice break from running around a track.
Sure, and a little bit of exercise too, right?
Exactly.
Well, what about you guys? Do you like to dance? What kind of dances have you tried or would you like to try? Especially this one in dancing in a public square. Have you tried that one?
Yeah, and let us know if you have two left feet like me or if you can dance the night away like Connor.
Well, we'll see about that. Anyway, look forward to seeing all those comments. Until then, we'll talk to you later.
All right, see you then.